Welcome to the Hidden Palace with Skyblaze.
Hello, good people!
I am Skyblaze, this is the Hidden Palace. And welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. It is episode 7 of the Hidden Palace, and I'm going to be talking about cut content and missing features. So I hope everyone is ready, and we're going to have a good time. So, I have a new mouse and a new microphone. You will not believe me when I tell you what kind of microphone it is, or if I decide to tell you, because it's pretty crazy. I had to order a new mouse because mine died. It wouldn't work at all. It was quite depressing. But yeah, we're talking about cut content and missing features today. And the first one I'm going to talk about is at the request of Discord chat user, Mr. Jamie Wonderman. Hi there, Jamie. So I'm going to be talking a bit about Dynamite Heady. Most of the cut stuff in this game was actually in the original Japanese version, but it was removed for mostly unknown reasons from the international release. For example, in the Japanese edition, players begin the game with two continues, where Western players get zero continues to begin with. Harsh. In addition, it takes collecting 13 continue tokens to gain a continue in the international version, where it only took 10 in the original Japanese. I've also seen some reports that the difficulty of the game in general was upped, but I've not been able to confirm that, so if someone can leave a comment and say whether or not that's true, I'd appreciate that, because I've not played both versions. Also, all of the boss stage dialogue has been completely removed. Every character seems to have had its name changed, and the level titles were also changed to be either Western pop culture references or bad puns. I mean, really, really bad puns. Many of the sprites were also extensively modified. For example, Maruyama, aka, and aforementioned terrible pun, Trouble Bruin. No, really. Bruin spelt B-R-U-I-N. Thanks for that, treasure. Was changed to look less cute and more angry, and was also changed from purple to brown to make it look more like a bear than a cat. Didn't really work because it still looks like a cat. Just a brown cat. And honestly, brown cats exist, purple cats not so much. One of the other bosses, Rebecca, aka Mons Meg. I'm not sure what that's... Monster Meg? I don't know. Was changed from a creepy doll into a robot. Okay. And Yayoi, aka Gatekeeper, was changed from a geisha into another robot. Kind of more traditional type ones. There's a fan translation patch that restores many of the cut features for those who are playing on an emulator or flash card. Right, I've not been able to find a full list of the removed boss stage dialogue, which is unfortunate. But presumably if you play the fan translation patch, you'll be able to listen to what it is yourself. Phew, that was quite a lot of information, so I think we should have some music. Right, I'm gonna actually have a OC remix from Dynamite Heady called, in fact, Trouble Ruin, by Flexstyle. So, here we go. And we are back. That was Dynamite Headies, The Gatekeeper, from the original Genesis Mega Drive version. And before that it was Dynamite Headies Trouble Brewing, from our friends at OC Remix, by Flex Style. So I hope you enjoyed those. Now, Persona! Ha ha ha, I can talk about Persona since Sega owned Atlus now. The original release of the first Persona game on the PS1 ended up with a legendarily terrible localization. I don't know why, maybe they've been taking notes from Carl Masek, I have no idea. But it was originally released in the US as Revelations:Persona. One of the more notable alterations was the removal of the Snow Queen quest chain, meaning an entire alternate ending was lost. Okay, technically two alternate endings, because there's the good ending and the bad ending for that, but I'll be quiet. Moving on. There was also a very large bonus dungeon relating to the Snow Queen quest that had an estimated 10 hours of content, which was likewise removed. Oddly, the game still had bits of fully translated lines from the story branch, so it appears to have been cut relatively late into the localization process. Helpfully though, Atlus thoroughly learned its lesson and released a full remake on the PSP in 2009 as Shin Megami Tensei Persona, which had a better translation, improved cutscenes, and all missing content restored. And when I say they learned their lesson, they really, really did, because they're now renowned as one of the more careful and respectful companies when it comes to localization, trying their damnedest to keep everything in the spirit of the original game, which I greatly respect them for, because they're a great company. Shin Megami Tensei games are nails, but I kind of enjoy them, even though I'd never get very far in them, because they're so hard. I tried to play Nocturne once, oh god. Why? Why are you so hard, Atlus Games? I really need to get around to playing some of the Persona games as well. Speaking of Persona, Persona 4 had the Persona used by the true killer, I have words, in the boss battle, Magatsu Inazagi, I've probably butchered that pronunciation, which exists in the game data of the original game as an unfinished Persona from the Fool Arcana. It's possible to hack the aforementioned Persona and his skills back into the game. Or you can get a copy of Persona 4 Golden, where it's available as a complete Persona in the Hunger Arcana, and therefore usable by the protagonist. The word Persona has now lost all meaning and sense. Persona does, however, have excellent music, so let's have some. Let's have some music from our old friend Dark Sword. Let's have Persona 4 Arena's Kuro Yuki from OC Remix. And here we go.
The best Sega music 24/7.
And we are back. That was Dungeon Ice Palace, I think. Dungeon Ice Castle, rather, by Hidehito Aoki from Persona 1. And before that, it was Persona 4 Arena Kuroyuki by Darksword. So, people in the chat are talking about Pokemon, even though this is Radio Sega. Pokemon's insidious influence spreads. But speaking of Pokemon-type things, Sonic Chronicles had several hidden chow that were supposed to be unlocked by attending certain special events. Similar to the way that Pokemon series has given out certain legendary Pokemon, like Mew. Unfortunately, the first event of this type was pretty poorly attended, so the other events were cancelled. The Japanese version of the game has button codes to unlock these elusive chow, but Western players are mostly pretty much out of luck. If you're curious, the hidden chow are called Stugs, Pookie, Farfinkle, Fimbley, and Backy. Why did all the chow in that game have such weird names? I wish I knew what they were all referring to. Can we get Sonic Chronicles? Sonic Chronicles was amazing! I really hope they were going to make a new one. It's never going to happen, but it'd be nice. I really enjoyed Sonic Chronicles. Had a great story. Mostly it's a shame about the music. Oh dear lord, that squeaky, awful, poorly optimised MIDI that passed for music in that game. Oh dear lord. The horror. I mostly turned the music off and listened to my MP3 player when I was playing it, to be honest. You could do better than that, BioWare. Yeah, but I really enjoyed Sonic Chronicles. I'm not a huge fan of Pokemon, I have to admit, but I did kind of enjoy playing Pokemon X on the 3DS, so I might get Sun and Moon at some point, maybe. I don't know. Didn't BioWare... Jamie says, didn't BioWare realise the console can handle MP3s? I have no idea. It might have been a space problem, because the game was pretty expansive for what it was. Or maybe they just didn't know. I don't know. That information is not available to me, sadly. Moving on. Hatsune Miku. Again, I'm not a huge fan of Vocaloid. Some people like it, if that's your thing, fair enough. I have to admit, I'm not a huge fan. But Project Mirai DX has two removed songs. One song, Stargazer, has a logo and credits for it hidden within the game data, while the other, Change Me, has an almost complete stage which is shaped like a heart, which is quite nice. I've seen the model for it, it's actually quite pretty looking. There are also some files that suggest that a super hard mode for all songs was originally planned. Who's Miku? Okay. Let's have some music then. Since I don't like the music from Sonic Chronicles, let's just have something relating to Chao. So, this is the theme, Sonic Adventure theme of Chao, the Party Started remix by Libro. It's just the way I pronounce the words, I'm sorry, unless I actually go ooh, it sounds really peculiar in my accent. But yes, let's have Libro, known to some of you as Bentley Jones, back when he used to be an OC remixer. So this is Sonic Adventure, Theme of Chao, Party Started Remix. We'll be right back.
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Sega.
Hatsune Miku, Project Mirai DX, Happy Synthesizer. That's one of the few tracks from that I actually quite like. Most of it's a bit too squeaky J-pop for my particular taste. If you like it, that's fine. It's just not my particular taste. And prior to that, it was Libro, aka Bentley Jones, Sonic Adventure theme of Chow, Party Started Mix. A few people have been discussing on the Discord chat about the music for Sonic Chronicles. There was some confusion about who the actual composer was. Some people think that it was Richard Jacks. Twinny mentioned that Richard Jacks had done some work on it. But Sonny has said that it was actually a guy called Steve Sim who was the primary composer on Sonic Chronicles. And Richard Jacks just got a special mention and did some quote-unquote additional music. Thanks to Sonny and to Sonic Retro from where the that information came from. But yeah, I'm very relieved that Richard Jacks didn't actually do much work on that, because I respect his music a great deal, and thinking that he had something to do with that garbage soundtrack made me depressed. I was thinking, like, what, did they give him like 2 days to finish it? Did he have bills due? What's going on? But no. So we know for a feature, don't hire Steve Sim to do your soundtrack, it will sound like garbage. As TCB has said on the chat, Steve Sim did have to deal with a lot of compression issues, but considering, as Mr. Wonderman Jamie has said, there are rhythm games on the DS that use proper MP3 soundtracks and sound great. You know, it's difficult to justify how dreadful it sounded, is what I'm saying. Anyway, back to missing features and cut content. Now, unsurprisingly, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine has quite a lot of elements left over from the Puyo Puyo arcade game that it was adapted from. This includes bits of the lesson mode and several backgrounds and music. There's also a sound test in the game, but curiously it can only be accessed on a Japanese console, and it includes a few of the unused in-game Puyo Puyo music tracks. You can even find it on the Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Wow, that's really hard to say quickly. You can find it on the full soundtrack for that. There's some unused tracks that are directly taken from the Puyo Puyo arcade game. Since we mentioned Shao earlier, I'm going to talk about them some more, because this is my show and I can. In Sonic Adventure 2, there is a fairly complete files for Knuckles and Amy Chow. Not Oma Chow, Knuckles and Amy Chow. Just to be sure. Because screw Oma Chow, he's really annoying. They work similarly to the unlockable Tails Chow, but the only way they can be unlocked that I'm aware of is using action replay codes or similar hacks or mods. There's some speculation that they were meant to be unlocked at either a special Sega event, similar to the aforementioned Pokemon events, or the Sonic Chronicle event that wasn't very well attended, so maybe that wouldn't have worked out all that well for Sega. Or by using different game files, similar to how the Tails Chow needed Phantasy Star Online 1 and 2. But no one seems to know what game would have been required, or if planning even got that far. If anybody has some information about that, I'd be really excited to know what that would be. Because I think that's really interesting that this entire set of characters who are in there, presumably there to be unlocked, and you can't without hacking the game. That's quite sad. So let's have some more music. Let's have some Mean Bean Machine music. So let's have an OC remix. Oh no, it's not an OC remix, it's from the Sonic Stadium remix album. So this is Mike Blastood from the Sonic Stadium remix album. This is Mean Bean Dreams for Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Sega.
Cannon's Core version 2 from the Sonic Adventure soundtrack. My PC is being weird. Good. It's Cannon's Core version 2 Corporation from the Sonic Adventure soundtrack. Prior to that, it was Mean Bean Dreams. Wow, that really is hard to say. For Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine from Mike Blast Dude from the Sonic Stadium remix album. Right, I'm staying with the Sonic Adventure series for the final segment of my show tonight. But I'm going back to Sonic Adventure 1. There is a relatively complete model of a three-headed robot dragon in the game files. The model is finished enough that modders have been able to successfully add it back into the game, but unfortunately it has no programmed attacks. So all it does is follow you and look really cool. Some early screenshots suggest that it should have breathed fire at you, but obviously they never got around to implementing it, and instead you just get shot by the egg carrier at the end of that particular level. There's also a Tornado 2 health bar, which is a different colour, as I recall, instead of the Tornado 1 health bar, which is used for both sections of the Sky Chase stage, even though you're using the Tornado 2 in the second stage. Never mind. There's not that much of a difference, but these things matter. Fans discovered an obscure auto-demo prototype. That's how they're an auto-demo prototype. Why can I not talk tonight? And promptly took it apart to find all the goodies within. The most interesting find was a very early version of the Windy Valley action stage, which looks almost totally different to the finished version. It features a much more open layout, consistent with the 3D type exploration platforming games, such as Super Mario 64. The level is clearly in a pretty early stage of development, because it's pretty unfinished, there's a lot of missing textures and clipping issues. But fans being what they are, they managed to produce a playable mod of this very early prototype level. So jumping back into Sonic Adventure 2 again, the level Meteor Herd, there are some invisible grind rails hidden around the level, which is peculiar since it's a Knuckles-only stage, and only Sonic and Shadow can use grind rails. So what did they have planned in that particular section? I am very curious. I'm also pretty curious about what everybody's talking about, if everybody's really talking about, still talking about Sonic Chronicles. There's also some people on Twitter who are mentioning the Chao in Sonic Chronicles, and a Satenza is mentioning Spartoy the Chao and how it gives you the chance to one-hit KO the enemies. Yeah, that's a pretty cool one. I quite like the ones that are labeled you to instantly succeed on the stylus waggle for the special moves, because you could then equip it on Cream and have her succeed in a refresh move every turn, so you have unlimited power points, essentially. I am not cheap, honest gov. But yeah, as I said earlier, I think some people missed it, but the hidden Chao were called Stugs, Pookie, Farfinkle, Fimbley, and Backy. Really weird names. I don't know what's up with the odd names on there. But yes, this seems to have been entirely overtaken by talk about Sonic Chronicles. Never mind. Right, so I'm going to finish up my show today. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And this has been episode 7 of The Hidden Palace. I hope that you've enjoyed the show. I'm going to finish out with a couple of tracks from the Sonic Adventure soundtracks, both 1 and 2. So this will be Crush 40 and Bentley Jones, the Open Your Heart, the Bentley Jones remix, followed by Everett Bradley's Throw It All Away from Sonic Adventure 2. Thank you everybody so much for listening. Thank you to the people on Twitter. Thanks to the people on the Discord chat. I've been Skyblaze. This has been The Hidden Palace episode 7. And I will see you all next week. See you later, guys. Good night. I got something new. Not until it's true. Let's go.
Jacks, JX Mix and BJ Style close behind. We be coming through the town at the speed of sound, breaking down all barriers and stepping onto new ground. That's what we know, it's what we do, can't you see? So open up your heart, cause we'll set you free.
mask, throw it all away. No one can fake you, nobody can tell you. You live the endless life forever. All thoughts of darkness, the doses in the dusk, throw it all away. You see a light wherever you go. You have to face it again and again.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.